Andy Merrifield is a professor of political science at Sonoma State University. He is also chairman of the bargaining team for the California Faculty Association, which has just ratified a new contract with the California State University system. Tell us about the deal. What's in it? Why is it a good deal?
It's a three-year deal, and it's a good deal because for the first time, we have clear recognition on both sides that there are workload issues facing the faculty, and there is money set aside to try and alleviate some of the workload problems. This is something that has been a problem for 15 or 20 years. It is a good deal because it begins to fix a lot of the problems created by a dysfunctional salary structure and by what we consider bad priorities, everything from underfunding by the California state legislature and the governor to poor choices of how to spend the money by administrators at both the state level and the campus level. This goes a long way to fixing certain key problems that affect huge swaths of our colleagues.
The voting took place last week. You, as leadership of the union, recommended endorsement. How big an approval did it get?
It was somewhere in the neighborhood of about 90% yes.
So there seems to be a lot of consensus that this is a good start. What happens next?
Even though it is a three-year contract, years two and three are reopened on salary and compensation. So we have a salary deal for 2014-15, but we reopen in the spring for 2015-16, and reopen in the following spring, if necessary or need be, for 2016-17. So what's next is we go back to the bargaining table to talk about statewide salary issues. We will see what happens in the next 5 or 6 months because campus presidents have the capacity to further alleviate some of the worst problems, and we'll see how they do, and that will inform bargaining going forward on salary.
What do you think is going to happen next, specifically on the Sonoma State campus?
The biggest problem we have in salaries is because we went so long without hiring permanent faculty that when we did hire permanent faculty, we now have permanent faculty who are relatively new, getting paid more than more senior members in their own departments. That's an inversion problem. That has to be fixed. Our president said that he is intending to look at this once we know the full extent of the cost of the current contract and what modifications the current contract will make in the inversion problem at Sonoma State.
In recent years, the bargaining process has been very contentious. Was it better this year, and if so, why?
It was better this year for a number of reasons. One, we started much earlier. CFA asked to start in December of 2013 for a contract that expired in July of 2014. In the past, we have frequently not even started negotiating until the contract had expired. So we got started much earlier. And another thing is that we found that on a lot of issues that were contentious in the past, where we had to constantly struggle with management to understand our issues, we didn't have to struggle this time. Likewise, management understood that the issues like inversion and lack of progression through the ranks were a problem. We didn't have to spend lots of time trying to demonstrate if we don't pay people step increases, the situation will get worse. So a lot of the things we used to fight about, we didn't have to fight about, which made the whole tone of bargaining much, much easier. We still had obvious things we disagreed on. It still took longer than I think both sides would have liked, but it was 10 months, and one of the previous contracts was 25 months, and the previous contract before that was 27 months.
Do you attribute that to changes at the top of the administration?
That's probably a significant portion of it, yes, because we have a chancellor now who says good things in meaningful ways about the faculty. When he gave a presentation recently for the first ever State of the CSU, he said one of the highest priorities towards improving student quality was hiring more permanent faculty. We couldn't have agreed with him more. He made it very clear that when we worked together to try and convince the legislature to better fund the university, he cited our work and his work together and the importance of collaboration. Words like collaboration, working together, permanent faculty were not the kinds of words we heard from the previous chancellor.
And is the legislature being more forthcoming for you?
Ultimately, we did not get out of the legislature what we think we made a decent case. We think that there was more money available. The legislature was willing to give us the money, but when the governor decided that he wasn't going to do anything except sort of sit and hold his breath until he turned blue. The legislature didn't push as hard as we would have liked. But we have made our case to the legislature. We will continue to make our case to the legislature. And hopefully now with the ratification of the contract, we can go back and make another pitch to the legislature. And hopefully with a little bit better economic forecast, we can make some more progress for the upcoming years.
Andy Merrifield is the chairman of the bargaining team for the California Faculty Association. Andy, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you.